Oracle's AI contradiction and the collapse of Nix PKGs. Oracle has banned AI-generated code from contributions to OpenJDK, the open-source Java development kit underpinning an enormous fraction of enterprise software. The stated rationale is copyright indemnification. Oracle cannot guarantee the licensing provenance of AI-generated code, and OpenJDK, as critical infrastructure, cannot afford that ambiguity. The legal reasoning is defensible. The optics are not. Larry Ellison, Oracle's founder and executive chairman, said publicly this year that Oracle is no longer writing its own code, that AI is doing it. The company's most prominent executive and its open-source legal policy are an active, unresolved contradiction. The practical downstream effect may prove more consequential than the irony. If roughly half of a Java developer's daily workflow in 2026 involves AI assistance, a reasonable estimate, Oracle's policy creates a significant context-switching burden for anyone who also contributes to OpenJDK. Maintaining a separate, AI-free coding practice purely for OpenJDK patches is likely to reduce contributor pool depth. The project may become more legally clean while becoming less actively maintained. That tension between legal caution and community vitality has resolved catastrophically in the Nix ecosystem. The Nix PKG's core team, the governance layer responsible for project-wide decisions and dispute resolution across one of the Linux ecosystem's largest package repositories, with over 100,000 packages, has disbanded entirely. The announcement on the NixOS discourse forum was direct. The governance model had become unworkable. Community discussion filled in context involving ongoing disputes about moderation policy, the pace of technical decisions, and interpersonal conflicts simmering for over a year. The failure has consequences beyond NixOS desktop users. Nix underpins a reproducible build philosophy, increasingly important for security-sensitive software supply chains. Organizations using Nix for hermetic builds and companies treating Nix PKGs as a software dependency graph are all affected by a governance vacuum at the core. The disbanding surfaces a structural problem the industry has not solved. Open source maintainer burnout intensifying as corporate users treat volunteer maintained software as production dependencies, social conflict scaling with contributor count, and sustainable funding or governance infrastructure failing to keep pace.